Hello, respected viewers, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to the channel. So the news out today, for some joyous tidings, Zoella Braverman has withdrawn from the contest to be the next leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party. Well, this was not unexpected, because Ms. Braverman, she's got a high disapproval rating. She's unpopular in the public. She's not particularly popular in the party. Yes, she has a few cheerleaders. Why did she withdraw? I suspect she knew she couldn't get enough nominations. It's not the principal reason that she's giving, that, I've been a Cassandra, I'm always correct, but I'm never believed by the party. They're unwilling to absorb my preachments about why things went wrong. It's redolent of actually Anne Widdecombe in 2001, who was a similar figure in the Conservative Party at the time and the only contender for the Conservative leadership, and she couldn't secure enough nominations. But she was loathed within the parliamentary party, although opposite to Zoella Braverman, she had a bit more of a following in the country as this matronly, frumpy battle axe, you know, arch conservative, who was a junior minister of the Home Office, had famously defended the fact that a female prisoner was chained up whilst she gave birth in jail, other things like that. She brought down Michael Howard's leadership hopes in 97, so there's something of the night about him. But anyway, back to Zoella Braverman. I think Braverman's the correct pronunciation. She's seen as too harsh, Cruella. She's been branded and said that she dreamt of deporting people to Rwanda and so on. I went to a spitting image show, and the figurine depicting her had her playing with herself whilst fantasizing about deporting people. So she's seen as a freak, a bit sick and so on, too right wing, saying that anyone who speaks for human rights for Palestinians, objects to the massacre of, is it 40,000 Palestinian civilians, is part of a hate march and stuff like that. It may not be legitimate to display the Palestinian flag. So a sworn enemy of civil liberties. I don't disagree with everything that she says. So that's her. But, you know, she's only 44. And let's face it, there's going to be another Conservative leadership contest within 5 years. So she may well have another bite of the cherry. I don't think she'll ever get it. I think she would have been a disaster to the party if she did get it. And as Home Secretary, she was in charge of the Rwanda plan. This was her baby. I mean, I know she didn't actually, wasn't the one who launched it, but she was in charge for a couple of years and failed to make any progress on this. According to herself, she gave private advice to Rishi Sunak as Prime Minister to prepare for the probability that the Supreme Court would rule this illegal and then to come up with a contingency plan, and he refused to do so. But, you know, you also bear responsibility, collective cabinet responsibility. And if you couldn't take that, you could have resigned in protest. She resigned once because she breached her own data protection policy, brought back, and he was at 6 days later by Rishi Sunak. I mean, it's ludicrous. And then she was sacked by him for undermining the police, although I actually concur with what she said. So she's had bad relationships with all sorts of people who are crucial to her. So lacking in emotional intelligence. So she said she got 10 MPs behind her, but that wasn't enough to qualify to be on the ballot paper. And she's seen as disloyal as well, because she made this statement 2 days before polling day, say that's over, we've lost, we've got to seal ourselves for a long period in opposition. Now, what she said was absolutely accurate, but it was unhelpful. And she shouldn't have said that. You need to give that to your sort of thing to yourself. You can say after the election. She was given the post-mortem before the patient had died, when she should have been putting all her effort into making the defeat not quite as bad as it was going to be. And that was really demoralizing for Conservative activists who were pounding the pavements, delivering the leaflets, knocking on doors and saying on. And she said how the Conservative Party deserved to lose, which is also correct. But the party's got to take a long, hard look at itself and try and come back. So I think she's got a major future in the Conservative Party. She's also given the party some more unwelcome advice. And there's no use dismissing all those who voted Reform UK as Nazis, because they're not. And I feel there are a few distasteful people in Reform UK. Their policies are not Conservative policies. They are too hardline. They're unworkable. And they're unpalatable. But anyway, most of these people are former Conservative voters, and there is no future for the Conservative Party as a governing party unless it wins over a lot of those people. And this is the conundrum. The Conservative Party has to also win over people who defected to the Liberal Democrats and Labour. That's what it's going to be a long time. How do you do that? You know, how do you do the splits to the left and to the right at the same time? I know. Okay, so that's going to be very tricky. Some of them will drift back. The Conservative Party can't really take them for granted. Reform UK is going to be there in 5 years' time. I don't think it'll get 12% of the vote, but it will get several percent of the vote. That's still going to cost the party seats, not as many, but until it's sort of squashed out about 2%, it's very difficult to see the Conservative Party winning an election. So Zoella Braverman, she may well be on the back benches sniping. So she's a barrister, she's a KC, but I think that's largely a courtesy for having held one of the great offices of state. She sort of comes, well, from an unusual background for a Conservative who's made it to such a high level. She's born in London to into a family of Indian origin, and she's a Buddhist, the only Buddhist ever in the UK Parliament, so far as I know. Very bright girl. She won some scholarships at independent school. She read law at Cambridge. And there's another Conservative candidate, Washar's name, who's not in Parliament, who got to know her very well indeed on one occasion, a friend of mine, not me, before being highly successful at the bar and being elected for Fareham in Hampshire. Was it in 2010? This Fareham and Waterlooville, this rural seat with which she had no prior connection. So she got married in her 30s to a Jewish man, and she's got two children with him. I don't know if they're brought up in both faiths, the faiths, and so on. But I think Zoella Braverman, originally with Zoella Fernandez, sometimes she came from a Christian background. There are not many Indian Christians, and then converted to Buddhism. So that's her. So she's seen as an anti-wokester, but she's taking these rather lame attacks at tofu eating, wokarati, and so on. So she's an outspoken Zionist, and she sees anti-Semitism everywhere. So I don't think she doesn't really connect with average people. She was a failure as Home Secretary by any metric. Crime was going up. The police were doing things you didn't want them to do, spending most of their time on trans courses, on racism courses, and not actually tackling crime. Police morale was at an all-time low, and admittedly she was sacked every year before the Conservatives lost the leadership election, but she did nothing to arrest the decline in the performance of the police. Retention is a problem, recruitment is a problem, and yes, partially that's because the salaries are not keeping pace with inflation, but they're always getting monstered by the media, both the left institutional racism thing. They're always having to beat their chest, mea culpa, racist, 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 racist. It's endless chorus of racialism at them, and they start to believe that they really are, and then everybody else believes that there are, and obviously being attacked by the right-wing media saying that you are so woke, you're more interested in scoring brownie points for being wokesters than you aren't actually serving the public, protecting the public, detecting crime and catching criminals and so forth. So, you know, the police, obviously, they're not all bad, but they are needed, especially, you know, in very dangerous situations, or to police public order events like concerts or political rallies, demonstrations, football matches and so forth. So she just didn't have a good rapport with them. Yeah, she can't connect. And I think she's got a rather limited appeal amongst the broader public. So it's probably a good thing for the Conservative Party that she's out of it. She may well not be put into the shadow cabinet, but you know, she could easily be in Parliament for another 30 years. So that's Zoella Braverman. And then actually boost Kemi Badenoch chances, who's the front runner, because she's on the right of the party, but she's not seen as so vicious as Zoella Braverman. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Okay, goodbye.